Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
We call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And Big Shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
APP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling.
If Duncan gets the 7 rings,
not his fault.
With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that.
Side pieces.
Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I am Rocky. Thank you for everybody on Periscope sticking around. We got another great show. Is Jeremy Lin a Hall of Famer? I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. All right, and joining me again today, of course, is Big Shot, Beautiful Bob.
What's happening? Right? Now, he is an Ivy League Hall of Famer. If they have a Hall of Fame for the Ivy League players, he can go
now,
there.
Now, he is a Hall of Famer in everybody's hearts because if you actually, and especially security guards, people don't know who he is. he gets rejected. He gets rejected. I've heard his story. He, every time they go to a new arena, they're like, "Are you a basketball player?
Like, who is this Asian guy walking down the tunnel? You don't play ball, do you? Really?"
Jeremy Lin, a Hall of Famer. That's the funniest thing I heard all day.
He is an Ivy League Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. Smart guy. And, you know, he has played above expectations.
Yes, he has.
If Steph quit today, is he a Hall of Famer? Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Already. And he's only had like two dominant
years. And he's
years.
On his way to making 400 three-pointers this season. Yeah. Think about that. 400 three-pointers in a season? That is insane.
So on today's show, we're going to talk about NCAA basketball. So any like NCAA basketball questions, we're going to try to get into today. The ACC tournament starts next week. We can't wait. It's in Greensboro. Yep, Greensboro.
Coliseum. Yeah.
Please get back to Charlotte.
Right? I had to drive to Greensboro to see the first round. I might have to do that, though, man. I think the first round of really good games is Thursday, but
March is my favorite month. I mean, it really is one of the best in sports. It's probably the best month.
I just hate that time springs forward and you lose an hour of sleep on that Sunday. That sucks, man. I mean, I don't sleep much anyway, but to lose an additional hour of it, that really sucks. But March Madness is in the air. It's almost bracket time.
I know. We got to figure out what we're going to do for our brackets this year. We're going to do jerseys again?
Yeah, I think jerseys.
All right. I mean, y'all look good in those Duke and NC State jerseys last year.
I had to wear that Romo jersey.
Oh yeah, that Cowboys jersey. That's right.
That was the most disgusting thing I've ever done, I feel like. Oh.
Dude, it's going to come back. Don't worry. You got another chance next year.
I'm not losing this year. No way.
2019 is when it comes back.
Okay.
So we got 3 more years in Greensboro. Yep. So 2019, book your ticket. I will be there for that. I will make sure we get tickets for that somehow. But talking about college basketball today, UNC – you know, they're number 8 team in the nation right now. They're 24-6, 13-4 at ACC. They play Duke on Saturday at 17 Duke. The game's at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. No, it's at 6:30, I thought. 6:30 p.m. because, okay. You know, ESPN ABC does that Saturday night NBA basketball prime time now.
That's right. And there's an ACC Louisville at number four, Virginia, also. And that is the actually 8 o'clock game, I think, on one of the ESPN networks, besides the NBA game. Miami, actually right now, Miami and Carolina are tied for the number one seed in the ACC. Miami plays at Virginia Tech. Carolina's got Duke. So it looks like Miami may be the number one seed in the ACC going
Duke
into the
Duke can definitely ruin it. Miami dusted Notre Dame last night. I mean, they jumped on them 21-3, I think, to start the game, and Notre Dame just could not recover after that. Miami looks really good. If they went out and win the ACC tournament, I think they'll get a number one seed.
You think they get a one?
They can get a one. They win the ACC tournament. I know they got UVA slotted as a one seed right now. But if Miami goes on to win the ACC regular title and they win the ACC tournament, how can you deny them a number one seed?
No, I agree with you. It's going to be tough to not give them the number one seed. You win the ACC this year, you should get a one seed. I don't care who you are. If it's, I mean, Louisville's not playing the tournament this year.
That sucks. I hate that for those kids, man.
That's horrible. And
especially that guy that transferred, their senior guard, who came to Louisville with the thought that Louisville had a chance to make a deep run in the tournament. I hate it for that, man. That's just unfair. You know, you want to punish the team, your school, your program for the allegations of the prostitution. Take away a scholarship. Don't take away tournament games from these kids this year.
We were just asked, and I'll let you answer this, can Duke mess around and make the Final Four this year?
That's a big stretch because they're so thin. They're playing five guys right now, six at the most. Thornton isn't a big scorer. He's not the best guard. He's still young in this league. And if Marshall Plumlee gets in foul trouble in any game, they have no size. And if they match up with a team that has great size, that kills them on the backboards, Duke will lose. Duke this year is either going to lose in the first round or they'll make it. If they play really well, they can make it to the Sweet 16, but it's going to be so hard for them to get past that just because of the lack of depth on the bench, their lack of size in the front court as well.
The only way Duke will make the Final Four is if Grace Allen trips everybody to get there. Just saying, dude.
That guy is he's a trip, really.
Literally. He's something, man. I'm telling you. Can he do another? Seriously. Also, we were talking about the big game with Louisville. They're playing at Virginia, number four, Virginia. It's a huge game. Man, those four teams, watch out. I mean, watch out Carolina, Miami, Virginia, Duke in the NCAA tournament. I think they could be dangerous. Will Miami win the ACC regular season, you think, with one game left?
I think they'll at least get a share of the title. Depends on what Carolina does in Saturday night in Cameron.
Does Carolina beat Duke?
You know I'm going to say no, but anything can happen. For right now, I'm going to say no.
We are from Durham. We're about – I mean, Chapel Hill, Durham's about two hours from us.
Two and a half.
It's two and a half. That's right. Greensboro's two.
Exit 15501. That's what? Exit 270 on Interstate 40.
Yep.
Yeah, about 2.5 hours.
So not too far away. I mean, we're close. Charlotte's not too far away. Who should be the ACC Player of the Year?
Great question. Grayson Allen deserves a nod. Bryce Johnson deserves a nod. I want to go with – I mean, Cat Barber deserves a nod. Even though this NC State's record doesn't show it, Cat Barber has played really, really well for NC State. But let's go – I'm going to go with Grayson Allen. I think Grayson Allen has had an amazing year for an undermanned Duke team that has battled all year. I'll take Grayson.
Really? Well, we have viewers say Marcus Page.
Yeah, right. He's not even the best player on his team.
I'm. I have to say, I mean, for everybody, don't forget, no one's talking about Brogdon from Virginia.
He's had a great year, too.
I'm really honestly thinking it's coming between Bryce Johnson, Malcolm Brogdon, and Cat Barber. I think that's going to be your three.
We all know who freshman of the year in the ACC is, but no question.
Who, Ingram?
Oh, yeah, no question.
I'm so glad I got one more year of Cat Barber, by the way. If he sticks around, which he should.
He should come back and play with Dennis Smith next year. That backcourt would be so lethal.
And Cat Barber's my guy. He's the leading scorer to ACC. But, dude, honestly, I got to go with Bryce Johnson. Especially if UNC wins the ACC regular season title. You got to give it to Bryce Johnson. I can't even get it to Marcus Page.
Marcus Page has missed games. Bryce Johnson has been so consistent for Carolina this year, man.
I haven't been to a Duke game. Have you been to a Duke game?
I have not. Tickets to get in the Cameron Indoor are insane.
Yeah.
Because you know Cameron Indoor only sits about 6,000 to 8,000 folks. And Duke always sells out. The students line up for days to get all the student tickets. And then people try to overcharge you and hit you in the head for the seats that they do sell. So it's hard to get to a Duke game and see Duke. Now, I should have went last year when they were in the city playing. They didn't
Davidson,
play.
Davidson, right?
Didn't they play for the NCAA tournament down here the first round?
We did, because I was there for that one. Yeah.
I should have went and saw them last year when it was Okafor, Winslow, Tyus Jones, that squad, man.
Oh, my nephew absolutely loved it, man. He's a huge Duke fan, so we went and saw it, and he loved it. But, no, I got to go with Bryce Johnson. I just think the impact he's had. You know, Marcus Page has stepped back. It's really Bryce Johnson's team right now in Carolina. And, you know, they will go as far in the NCAA tournament as Bryce Johnson goes, I think, not Marcus Page.
Exactly.
Because he's going to have to be a player of the year in the postseason. But I don't think they will that far. Do you agree, a couple weeks ago, because I want to ask you, do you agree with LSU not starting Ben Simmons because of academics?
No.
Should he have been suspended longer?
No.
He was suspended a half of a game.
No. He went to LSU for that reason. He didn't want to go to class. He just had to go somewhere. Now, if he wanted to go somewhere and compete for a national championship and really put some academics somewhere, he'd have went somewhere like Duke. He'd have went to, I would have said Carolina, but I know they got that scandal going on, so we're going to leave the Tar Heels out of it. But, I mean, this kid wanted to go to the NBA. He didn't want to play in college at all anyway.
Just be honest, okay? No top player wants to go to Carolina. I mean, look at the last couple years. Andrew Wiggins, he didn't want to go to Carolina. And he was one of the final ones. Ben Simmons went to LSU.
He wanted to just have a chill ride for the 1 year that he had to play college ball, not have any expectations on him, because even when he went to LSU, nobody expected LSU to do anything, make a tournament run, have a serious impact. He just wants to get ready for the NBA, and he's still going to be the number one overall pick. He's still going to get a fat rookie contract. He's going to get a shoe deal from Nike or Under Armour or Adidas, whoever he wants to sign with. I think it's just a waste of time. Really, if these kids that are seniors in high school that can go play in the NBA and the NBA team will take them, for them to go to college for 1 year, it's just a big waste of time, man. And, I mean, you see the effects of it on college basketball this year. There's so much parity in the college basketball game. The Blue Bloods, the Royals of the college basketball world, aren't the top of the class anymore, aren't the head of the table.
LSU can make the tournament. I think they will. If they win a couple games in the SEC tournament, I think they'll
make
it.
They have to beat Kentucky at Rupp Arena.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to make a little run in the SEC tournament. They're going to have to get the semifinals.
Going back to what you say, I think there needs to be it doesn't just hurt college basketball. It hurts the NBA with these guys coming and going straight. If they play a year and they're done, there needs to be a rule, 3 years, like college football. You should have to play at least 2 to 3 years in college basketball before you can leave. Or if you come out of high school, let these kids from high school go straight to the NBA. If they're going to go, let them go. But don't you can't keep them for a year and then say go. You got to keep them for at least 2 to 3 years. I think 3 years.
Well, it's worked out for Duke over the past 5 years because they've won 2 national championships in the last 5 years with these one-and-done players.
The reason I think they should be able to go straight from high school to the NBA because you don't have years where there's a LeBron James.
Or Ben Simmons.
Like, you don't have those. Or Andrew really, Wiggins. You're right. That may be ready. That, okay, go ahead and take. And they should have a chance to go straight to the NBA. But if they go to college, they need to stick around about 3 years.
If not three, at least two.
Right.
At least 2 years.
You make college basketball better, then you make the NBA better.
I mean, if you look at Duke, their squad right now would be Austin Rivers, Jabari Parker, Rodney Hood, Jahlil Okafor, Justice Winslow, Tyus Jones. I mean, just on and on and on to list the names that Duke would have on their squad. And the same with Kentucky. Look at what Kentucky would have right now. Jeez.
Oh, it would be definitely scary. It would be scary. Number one, Kansas is now number one in the nation. They won their 12th straight Big 12 crown. Second longest UCLA streak of 13.
Now, if I had a favorite to win it all, it's right now. It's
Kansas?
Yeah.
Are they a dynasty? Somebody said yesterday they were a dynasty.
They have an elite program, no question. Bill Self, 2 national championships in his tenure there. I think 2, right? I know they got 2. They won with Mario Chalmers that 1 year, and then they won.
It's 2.
Is it 2?
It's 2.
A dynasty, so you can't say dynasty in college basketball because we haven't had a back-to-back national championship team since the Florida Gators in 06-07.
Of course they are a dynasty. They invented the game. Listen, I give credit for that. But a dynasty to me, okay, you need to win championships, not conference championships. That's like saying the Braves of the 90s were a dynasty. They weren't. They weren't. A couple, they won a World Series, you know, the same thing with basketball. You need to win at least, to me, you need to win at least 3 championships. And I'm talking about world titles to be considered a dynasty.
Now did Bill Self come right in after Roy Williams skeeted for UNC and keep that program alive and keep it as one of the top programs in the nation? Absolutely.
They do have an elite program. To win 12 straight Big 12 titles is big, but that's also the conference has not been that great over the past 12 years.
The Big 12 this year now is having a good year.
This year is an elite conference. I mean, Oklahoma, Kansas, Kansas State even played. The whole conference is really good this year. Iowa State. I can't say, you know, to me, saying dynasty is a little bit much, but they're an elite program, definitely. Who should win the Big 12 Player of the Year?
Buddy Hield.
Thank you.
Buddy Hield, no question. He's leading he leads the nation in scoring, doesn't he? I think he leads the nation in scoring like 28-3 a game or something like that. He has been amazing. He had 46 in that game against Kansas, the first game.
He is number 2 in scoring, 25.3 points a game. James Daniels.
For some small school that plays nobody.
Howard Bison.
Howard University.
Howard University.
Wow.
He's leading the nation at 27-2.
No.
Buddy Hill's 25-3.
Buddy Hill, definitely Big 12 Player of the Year. And he probably should win the John Wooden Award for Best College Player.
If you haven't watched this guy play, this guy is just, you know.
He's doing amazing.
Yeah, I hope he goes Charlotte. I'm disappointed out. I hope he's a Hornet next year. We'll see. Because he can score. And
I don't see him getting out of the top 10 in picks, man. Buddy Hield can score. He can shoot the ball from anywhere. He can beat you off the dribble. He's a good player. And then he's played 3 years, too. So he's already got a little more maturity with him.
Right.
But that hurts you in college basketball. If you stay at a program for 3 years, 4 years, they look at you like you're doing something wrong.
Yep. It's like you got to be 1 year. That's it. Let's go Oh, wait a minute. Wrong one. Let's go true or false.
True or false?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
True or false?
Peyton Manning signed the Lakers. That's good. Big 12 will have two number one seeds in the NCAA tournament.
As of right now, they have North Carolina, Virginia, Kansas, and Villanova as your number one seed. So it's false. They only have one.
Who you say? Kansas, Villanova,
Carolina, and Virginia.
They got ACC with two right now. All right. I'm gonna say true. I think Oklahoma and Kansas will get two number one seeds in the Big 12.
Oklahoma, with those two losses at Kansas, to Kansas, and then they had a couple bad losses mixed in between there. Their resume doesn't say number one seed.
The reason I say they will get number one seed, because I think they win the Big 12 tournament. I think they get – Kansas is going to get one seed no matter what happens in the Big 12 tournament. So I think they will get one seed. I think Oklahoma will win the Big 12. They'll be the other one seed. And then I think Carolina and Virginia. Villanova does not deserve to be a one seed. Don't give me Villanova. It should be a one seed. Villanova should be one and done. I don't care who they play.
Was against Xavier, and Xavier was ranked number five in the
nation.
You
play in the worst conferences in America. And don't tell me you're a great conference. You're not. The Big East is not nearly what it used to be. They always get upset. Thank you for just saying that. They always get upset the first or second round of the NCAA tournament. Come on, man. I don't buy it anymore, Villanova. When I see Villanova top five, I'm thinking upset. And, of course, they lost last year to an NC State team, just pointing that out.
But the NC State team had scores, man. Washington, Lacey, Barber, they were – and
who?
Abu.
Who?
Abu.
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 Abu, yes. We have Abu. We have Washington. He was okay, who decided to leave NC State to go play NBA ball, and he didn't get drafted. Trevor Lacey left, couldn't play ball. So I'm just saying he couldn't go. He wasn't ready for NBA.
I think this Villanova team
is way overrated.
This Villanova team has a chance to make a Final Four, especially if
they, a chance. Are you crazy?
They have a chance.
Didn't got a chance.
And this year of college basketball, they have a great shot to make a Final Four. No question.
There is no way they make the Final Four.
No question.
There is no way. They're 26-4, 15-2. They got blown out by Xavier.
And it was Xavier a close game. Xavier at home is really tough.
Okay. Xavier.
And Xavier is a 2 seed right now.
They play in a conference, St. John's, DePaul, Georgetown, Marquette, Creighton, Butler,
the new Providence. Big East.
That is not the new.
The new Big East.
This new Big East is
it's
not.
It's the Big Least.
Right. It's the Big Least. Now I'm gonna go. Thank you. We'll go with that every week. Now there's no way Villanova makes the.
But if
Final
you,
Four.
If they end up in the East as the one seed, their second round opponent would be the winner of Pittsburgh USC.
How do you put Villanova over Virginia or Carolina?
They got Virginia if they the one win, seed.
No, if in the East, how do you put Villanova over Carolina or Virginia in the East?
Because they got
you. There's no way. Even if they. Ever who wins the ACC tournament should be the one seed in the East.
Because all the East games are in Brooklyn or Providence in the first round. And the South games are in Raleigh, even though they got Spokane, Denver, and St. Louis hosting sites. But Virginia would be in Raleigh for the first round of the NCAA tournament, which makes more sense for UVA to play in Raleigh than play in Brooklyn.
Any nasty injuries this year in the NCAA tournament? Hopefully not. Like
hopefully not. Not none of the Kevin Ware incidents. Yeah. We don't need any of that.
Yeah, let's don't.
Everybody stay healthy, and let's have a wonderful tournament.
Going back to breakdown, true or false? ACC will have 8 teams in the NCAA tournament. Right now, they're projected 7.
7. Whew. And now, if Louisville was tournament eligible, then that would be true. But unfortunately, they're not. I see minimum of 5, a stretch 7.
Iowa State is the most dangerous team to watch in the Big 12 tourney.
Ooh. Iowa State. They can get hot, man. And Georges Niang Jang. I feel like he's been in school for like 12 years, hasn't he?
Yeah, I was listening to it the other day. Somebody called him a 100-year-old.
They are dangerous, though, man. But I don't see anybody beating Kansas. I can't see Kansas losing.
I say true, they are the most dangerous, but I'm saying Oklahoma. Kansas ain't winning the Big 12 tournament, I think. It's going to be Iowa State or Oklahoma. Arizona will win the Pac-12 regular season title. Right now, they are...
I think Oregon wrapped that up last night. Or was
did
that,
they wrap it up?
Yeah, I think Oregon wrapped that up last night, or at least a share of it.
Yes, they got a share of it. So Arizona can... They would have to win. Yeah, that's going to be false. LSU will win the SEC regular season title.
So that's false. Kentucky has that wrapped up. They've had that wrapped up for years.
No, they got Kentucky. Right now it's Kentucky and Texas A&M 12-5 in the conference. Vanderbilt, LSU, South Carolina 10. Vanderbilt, LSU 11-6. South Carolina's 10-6. So they still got a chance.
I don't see LSU winning at Rupp Arena against Kentucky. I think it's Kentucky's to lose.
All right. So false. What would the scores look like if Golden State played in the NCAA tournament?
Ooh.
130? NBA All-Star weekend. You seen that, right? Okay.
Well, 20-minute halves, 30-second shot clocks. They wouldn't score as much as they do in the NBA. The NBA is predicated to scoring a lot of points.
I don't know, man. I think they might score.
But their line is so close, I think they would miss shots because they wouldn't be used to shooting that close from distance. They would have to just, you know, we need to shoot from 15, 20 feet behind this line to make it feel like we're playing our game.
Let's go into Dummies of the Week.
Who's there? It's the Breakdown Dummy of the Week.
I got a lot of dummies, man, because I got last week and the week before, so it's been my 2 weeks dummies. You got any?
Kevin Durant, choke job Saturday night against Golden State and just Oklahoma City in general, choking the past 2-3 games away. You know, they're 2-5 since the All-Star break.
Who?
Oklahoma City, 2-5. Losses at home, bad losses at home. And then a loss Wednesday night to the Clippers. Damn, y'all got to get y'all stuff together if y'all going to compete. And then Chris Jones, D-tackle from Mississippi State, had a wardrobe malfunction. His junk falls out of his shorts running the 40, and then he falls on his stuff and gets, like, turf burn or something. It's like, dude.
He's already got a deal from Vivid if he wanted to do any
do some porn. Well, yeah. He's, like, the sixth D-tackle available in the draft. So – he might have to go do some Vivid because he's going to be a late pick.
I agree. I think he will be. What you got? Anything else?
That's it.
That's it? All right. I have a couple. I've got a few. My first and foremost, I'm going to go with Warren Jones Jr.
I saw that. I was about to take him up on that offer, but
should LeBron go to the NFL if he loses this year? Yeah, I think so.
He can go play with the Browns. The Browns need all the help they can get.
But no, going back to Warren Jones Jr., I'm trying to look for it again. He actually put up, he's willing to fight a fan for $100,000 if you beat Warren Jones Jr. The boxing commission or wherever he was going to fight at said, no, this ain't happening.
I know Roy's 50, but he was one time the pound for pound, the best fighter
absolutely
in the world.
Absolutely.
Don't get in the ring thinking that Roy's washed up and get your feelings hurt.
But I'm like, Roy, really, is that where your career is at now, where you're fighting, you want to fight a fan for $100,000?
Now, if you got an iron chin and you can throw a ton of punches and you feel like you're going to knock Roy out, then you got a shot.
My next one is former Cowboys running back Joseph Randle.
Oh, my God.
With all his trouble lately. Arrested 5 times in 17 months.
It's the NFL offseason.
You went from starting in less than one calendar year, starting for the Dallas Cowboys at running back. When say what you want about the Dallas Cowboys, that's one of the biggest positions.
That's a prestige
ever
position right there.
in history of football is playing running back for the Dallas Cowboys.
Tony Dorsett,
Emmitt Smith, Herschel Walker, you name it.
The list goes on and on.
Joseph Randall, 5 times in 17 months been arrested. And the last time he got arrested, he's like, that's the end of my NFL career. I'm glad you just now realize that.
He likes jail. He wants to be in jail, man. So, good luck. You'll be in jail.
Right. So, but Joseph Randall, he just paid for his bond, so he's out. Dayton Flyers cheerleaders during the game spells out, she puts Fayers instead of Flyers. Fayers. She used the wrong sign.
Oops. Where's your L, homie?
So, big.
The Fayers.
Yeah, the Fayers. My next one, Pablo Sandoval, showing up to training camp way overweight. He says Red Sox did not ask him to lose weight. He looks like me. He's got a dad bod, all right, for training camp.
Him and Eddie Lacy been eating at the same restaurants getting down.
Let's give Eddie Lacy a little bit of love, though. If you've seen, he's actually working out on P90X right now, and he looks like he's lost a lot already.
Well, the Packers told him he got to lose 30 pounds, or they going to cut him. So, there you go.
Hey, sometimes it needs a little push. Goalkeeper misses pass and allows easy goal. All of these, by the way, you should be able to see on our Facebook page. But you got to take care of your players. You got to make sure. Ohio State player slaps the floor and gets beat on play. He was on the ground tapping the floor. The guy went right by him as he was tapping the floor and drove to the basket.
You got to be careful when you do your little montage to Duke.
NFL scouting combine questions. Dude, they get worse every year. Every year, these questions get worse and worse. Craig Smith of the Predators missed a goal by hitting his own stick. That's the second time this year. First time he missed a wide open empty net. This time he missed a open goal and hit his own stick and bounced back out.
Idiot.
Carmelo Anthony yells at Heckler at Knicks game that he should ask owner James Dolan for a refund to the game.
And that was after he got pinned by the rim when he went up for a dunk. Like, Carmelo, what is going on with Melo?
And the reason it's a dummy to me, you don't realize NBA players, but the fans actually pay for you to play. They pay a lot of money to come watch you play, and you don't yell at them, go get a refund. John Jones, I don't know if you saw, but he trolls Daniel Cormier with a Carl Winslow picture. Did you see this?
I didn't see it.
Let me show it to you. But it's on our Facebook page. But the big fight is this weekend, right?
Yeah. No, that's McGregor this weekend.
McGregor, that's right. Here you go. Yeah, there you go.
Officer Winslow,
that's right. The Clippers' new mascot, Chuck the Condor.
That condor is funny.
Oh, my goodness. Chuck the Condor? Really?
Yeah.
All right. Eagles signed Sam Bradford to a 2-year, $36 million contract.
With $26 million
guaranteed. Scott, what are your Eagles thinking, man?
But
the Eagles, $26 million.
Look at the quarterback situation out there. They get rid of Sam Bradford. Who are they going to get?
I would play a season with Sanitation Sanchez.
No, hell no.
You want
butt fumble?
Dude, really?
I don't want butt fumble.
Trash A, trash B. Which one are you going with?
I'm going with trash A for right now because I've seen what trash B does. I'm done with trash B. Send him back to wherever with his headband and everything.
Bradford, that much money, it's insane. Where's the next
price tag on the NFL quarterback, man? It's a good time to be an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, if you can, NFL quarterback, this is time to be one. The next one I have, fan gets a detailed James Harden tattoo all over his leg. Did you see this one?
Why?
Why? Listen. And then there, I saw there was a fan yesterday got a Buffalo Bills Super Bowl championship tattoo for next year. Why, people? Why do you want to get a tattoo of things like that? It just sounds to make sense.
That's not going to happen. Well, I mean, maybe he's a big fan of James Harden. He loves James Harden. He wanted a James Harden tattoo. More power to you.
I mean, I have to admit, it looks pretty cool because it's got the beard.
That is a good tattoo.
But I'm not walking around with James Harden on my leg. No offense. I don't think even a Kardashian like that. High school team celebrates too early and loses the game because they started celebrating. I'm telling you, stop celebrating till you win the game.
I'm telling you, make sure the final buzzer has gone off.
In case you didn't see, a young fan tells Jeremy Roenick to hit the gym. He said, "You look out of shape, hit the gym."
That was priceless.
Rangers Dan Girardi gets puck stuck in face. ODU basketball player passes ball to player who's on the bench during game. Yuri did Chris Jones. DeMarcus Cousins throws a ball at Chris Paul.
I saw that right off his head.
Off his head, man.
Well, you know Chris Paul, he gets in there with the big guys. He gets kind of dirty. He goes low and aims for genitals. And I think that's what happened here. And Cousins said, "Boy, what?" Wham! Smacked him with the basketball.
And then, of course, Joe Flacco got a new contract yesterday with the Ravens.
I mean, it helped down on the salary cap. And if you look at Joe Flacco, his resume says Super Bowl 47 champion, 3 AFC championship game appearances, a stretch in the playoffs on the road that was unbelievable.
But what has happened since that defense left? And it's become Flacco's team.
They have no players. They've had no players. I mean, 2 years ago when they were in New England up 14-0, up 28-14, his defense could not hold to get him to the next round.
Is Kevin Hart a better shooter than Draymond Green? I'm pretending I didn't read that one either.
Well, in All-Star Weekend they tied, but I'm taking Draymond Green before I'm taking Kevin Hart.
If I was playing on the short hoop, sure, I'll take the short hoop. But, yeah, come on, dude. Anyway, you got anything else for today's show?
As always, sports is life.
And you can catch us everywhere. For the people on Periscope, stick around. We got another show coming along. Everybody else, we'll see you tomorrow. And you can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.
What would I do without your smart mouth drawing me in and you kicking me out? You got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright.